what purpose Tommy and what I need to consult with this afternoon. First thing I want to say, though, is I want you to know how much I love your friends. Dear friends are ours for the rest. And I just want to say I'm going to miss you very much. I want you to know how much I love you. But I'm also grateful that I could have these two men behind me. I feel like I've got two tours of friends with Billy Hollinger and Brother Young, also great friends of mine. In fact, as a missionary, my family moved to us from Mexico. And when I came home, the first person I met was Brother Young's father. He just happened to be my first president and my research president. And he listened to my mission here. I'm so grateful to have this experience. I also want to thank or recognize that I have so much honor. And then also, I have my wife, we have our five children, and I promise I'll call some of them later, so we don't need to talk about them. I also want to say how inspired I am by your books today. So thank you for coming. May Heavenly Father bless you for your faith and trust in Him by simply being here. I pray that the influence of the Holy Ghost will be in all of our lives, but especially today. Thank you for listening. It was just over 10 years ago that I delivered the devotional address to the student body of the Lord Yard. On that day, I called my talk, I See the Lord. It was a sincere talk about the challenges of the day and why it was most sincere. Honestly, a simple talk. 10 years ago, my five children were between the ages of 5 and 15. On any given day, our most challenging questions were, what's for dinner? What game should we play? And where should we go on the day? I have recently been getting this time from a PCC director, primarily overseeing the fundraising of PCC Lord Yard. I have served 2 terms as a mayor, 3.5 years as a bishop, and I was just in the early years of my time as president of the Western Lord Yard. I love every day. When I was first called to serve as a bishop, the people would often ask, how are you doing? I almost felt obligated to look a little stressed and say something like, about one day to realize that that was just wrong. The right answer, though, I'm feeling awesome. I love it. And I do. I'm probably going to tell a lot, but I'm just going to get through this today. Life is busy. I'm excited. About that time, we even had a special visit to the church. Then, out of the Russell and Wilson, for most people, when they heard that apostles covered their faith, they would ask me, what did you do wrong? I hadn't been a state president long enough to know if I'd done anything wrong or right. But as a family, we were in school. The neighbors were on full lookout due to the day that they were afraid to tell the nurses arrived at our home. On Sunday morning, we sat around the kitchen table to pray. We then moved to the living room and told the nurses and asked if they were invited us to ask any questions. When it was time to leave for the state service, President Nelson stood up and proclaimed, well, it's time to go. But before we go, we should take a look. Yeah. 10 years ago, we But for the rest of you, there wasn't an iPhone in the house. In fact, we had to scramble to find a camera. We took this one. I took a picture. We watched this one for a while, and I had a brilliant idea. I thought I'd ask Elder Nelson one more question. It went something like this. Elder Nelson, before we leave, and it was about this point that I remembered Elder Bednar told us to be a writer. He was a writer to the most extent of the young question. But some questions are better than others. So I cleared my throat and tried again. Elder Nelson, do you think there's something you can say to my children? Before you leave, like, you know, if you were looking perhaps not the best question, but Elder Nelson finished the picture. Elder Nelson smiled that smile that we all know and love. this life, to be a good member of God.